Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifester and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen.
I want you guys to do me a favor right now. I want you to close your eyes and I want you to put your hand on your heart and take a deep breath. And I want you, when you breathe, I want you to let the breath go all the way down. Whenever we start a meditation, I have you guys breathe. I want you to take a deep breath. I want you to breathe into your belly, and I want you to not be shallow when you breathe, because most of the time we are operating so much in our mind where there are no answers, that we are not connected to our soul. So I want you to take a deep breath all the way in and push it out. And when you're breathing in, you're breathing into your heart. You're breathing into your truth. And when you're breathing out, you're releasing all the resistance, all that separates you, right? So do that one more time. So from here, what do you know? In this place, what's your job now? What do you know? Okay, open your eyes. So one of the things that I learned when I was studying meditation at UCLA, a teacher of mine taught me this beautiful, I'll show it to you, I'll draw it, a beautiful metaphor. So let's say this piece of paper is the ocean. Okay. And on the top of the ocean, it's always choppy. And depending on the weather, depending on the moon, there could be big waves or small waves, right? And the ocean is moving. And if you look out at the ocean, if you were standing on the shore looking out at the ocean, it's not still, is it? It's always moving. And sometimes it's very, very busy. And sometimes it's moving, but it's more, you know, slower, but it's always frenetic. But if somebody were to ask you to describe the ocean, if you describe the ocean from this place, then you would be very unaware of the ocean, because the ocean is vast. And if you go into the ocean, anybody who's a marine biologist, anybody who's spent time scuba diving, anybody who's been in the ocean, what happens when you go down into the ocean? What happens when you go down, not just 6 feet, but you go back, you go down 40 feet? What happens when you don't go down 40 feet, but you go down a mile? What happens? Now, when I say calm and when we say still, let's really understand what we mean. We mean that if you were to go down 20 feet, 40 feet, 100 feet, it's not just still. It's so still that it's deafeningly quiet. Nothing moves. Now, why doesn't it move? Because water is so heavy. And when you're down there, you're down 10 feet, 20 feet, 40 feet, a mile, however deep you go in a submarine or scuba gear, however deep you can go, and you look for miles, miles in every direction, and it looks like glass. When I say still, I mean still. That's who you actually are. What I mean is your mind is this. This is the most superficial part of the ocean. Anybody who studies the ocean would tell you, you know how many miles, you know how much of the earth the ocean takes up. This is the tip. This is the absolute superficial layer. This is like looking at a latte and thinking that the latte is the foam, right? No, the ocean in its magnitude is stillness. It's calm. When we are in relationship to ourself, when we are unconscious, when we're unconscious, we're in this. And when we breathe, we go deep, we become the scuba diver who's sitting in the truth, in the power, in the stillness, and looking up at the waves. So when you breathe, when you come home, when you come back, when you drop in, you'll notice that your mind is always moving. It's supposed to. That's what minds do. They're built to do that. They're responding to the environment. But you, who you really are, is this ocean within. And this ocean within is not the mind. It can observe the mind, but it doesn't need to be caught in the waves, in the storm, right? Because it's a much richer, fuller experience of who you are when you come into what's really there, how deep the wholeness is, how far and wide and vast, right? And that part of you, when you come into that, that's what we just did. When you took that breath, you feel peace, and it's a breath away. And this is why we meditate. This is why meditation is so important, because when I try to help you find answers, but you're sitting up here, you can't get out. You can't think your way out of the mind. You'll just think your way into more stuff. But when you move into a feeling of peace, all of a sudden you will feel, you like override the system, and you feel more full, and you feel an elevated state of consciousness. And all of a sudden, everything you were worrying about, it just melts away, which is why when we meditate together, sometimes you have this experience and you come on these calls and you're like, I thought I had all these questions. I don't have them anymore. Where did they go? It's like, well, you are home now. You're in home base. And in home base, it's just grace and love and connection and possibility. And it's so visceral that there's no way you can even argue it, and you're good. The trick that we're trying to help you to do is to master memorizing your way there and living from that place. And yes, we've all practiced being unconscious most of our life. So there will be times where you go unconscious, but if you can notice it and go, oh my gosh, I've been on this roller coaster of unconscious for a while, and I just noticed it. As soon as you become aware, you're going to be coming back. And so this is always available. It's a breath away. And then you have that and you're like, oh my gosh, I think I'm going to go take a bath, or I think I'm just going to text this person what I actually want to say, which is no. And thank you so much. God bless. Right? Like, you realize your way back to your power, to your truth.
I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller, because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.